And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration are closely watching what is happening on the streets of Chinese cities where backlash has erupted against strict COVID-19 lockdowns. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
During Monday's White House briefing, reporters from the U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby about the protests in China, Kirby replied, the Biden administration believes the Chinese people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate.
Nothing's changed about the president's firm belief in the power of democracy and democratic institutions and how important that is.
Beijing's zero COVID policy, with its frequent and extended lockdowns and economic disruptions, has kept the country's official death toll from the coronavirus in the thousands, compared to a million in the United States, which has one-fourth the population of China. Steve Herman, VOA News, Guam.
An Iranian general has now acknowledged that more than 300 people have been killed in the unrest surrounding nationwide protest. It was the first official word on casualties in 2 months. That estimate is considerably lower than the toll reported by human rights activists in Iran, a U.S.-based group that has been closely tracking the protests since they erupted in mid-September. And the activist group says 451 protesters and 60 security forces have been killed since the start of the unrest, and that more than 18,000 people have been detained. The nationwide protests were sparked by the death of a young woman being held by the morality police, but rapidly escalated into calls for the overthrow of Iran's ruling clerics. More at voanews.com.